Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 8th of January. Coming up, Spirit of Sitting Bourne Regeneration scrapped.
After 7 years with one developer, we really want to get back control of what we do in this town.
Parking permit charges for some families could rise.
We think that a blunt measure like this is a good start, but we actually need to go back to the drawing board and make sure that we are protecting people that need it.
And Gillingham Boss up for League One Manager of the Month.
He's put us right in the mix to potentially go and get in the playoffs come May.
Kent Online News.
The second phase of a multi-million pound scheme to regenerate a Kent town has been scrapped. Council bosses have agreed to end their partnership with the Spirit of Sitting Bourne once the leisure quarter's been completed. It means the cinema, restaurants and hotel will be finished off, but plans to build blocks of flats on three car parks will now not go ahead, and there'll also be no new civic centre. Roger Truelove is the leader of Swale Borough Council.
It's been controversial, partly because it's taken so long. So that's obviously generated a feeling of apathy around the town. So 4 years ago, we had "it's here" notices all over Sitting Bourne, and it wasn't here. But also, the model that they're pursuing is not something that everybody really thinks is all that viable. So we are going to have to find out whether people want an eight-screen cinema. We're going to have to find out whether they want to stay in Travelodge. So for the council now and the coalition, we're looking forward with hope, but we realise that that this might be a challenge for the council.
So what kind of spurred the decision for the council and the Spirit of Sitting Bourne to kind of scrap phase two?
Well, partly because phase two was not really practical. Partly because we didn't want to incur any more major financial costs. So the impact of phase one, which was meant to be funded by the private sector, is that the council's funding it. Well, I couldn't conceive that we could go down that path any longer. But most of all, we just, after 7 years with one developer, we really want to get back control of what we do in this town. And whether we work with more than one developer, whether we have a plan of our own, which we are now working on, and something that is a little bit more realistic than what was proposed. So one driver is the feeling that it was never going to happen. But until we actually broke the link, then we would have that hanging over us and limiting, you know, what we could do.
And obviously this is the project as a whole, the kind of figures of, £50 million onwards for how much it was cost. Do you know how much has been spent on phase one so far?
It's certainly not £50 million. We have borrowed as a council to fund a major part of it in excess of £20 million. It's not going to get anywhere near £50 million, but that is a very substantial investment for a district council. We will need people to use that to get the rents, to start paying that back. So it's a serious financial issue for the council going forward.
And obviously, this recent news, as you said, it's not affecting phase one. The leisure complex is still going to be completed. The work, that people are seeing being done is still going to be done. Is there any kind of date yet for when that's set to be completed?
Well, we hope it's completed by the end of this financial year. So we're expecting the Travelodge to open soon. We're expecting the cinema to be open in the spring. So by the middle of next year, no more Spirit of Sitting Bourne. Part of phase one will be complete, and then it will be ours. And then we will look at the rest of the town. We'll look at the high street. We'll look at areas of derelict land around the town to see what we can really do for the benefit of local people.
Kent Online reports.
A man who carried out a 10-week campaign of stalking women near Raynham Railway Station has been jailed. A court heard how Ionel Arseni was eventually caught when a 17-year-old victim managed to film him on her phone despite being molested. The 26-year-old from Wakeley Road in the town has been locked up for 4.5 years and will serve another 2 years on licence before being deported. The sons of a murder victim who disappeared from her home near Deal more than 20 years ago have set up a Facebook page claiming she's still alive. Debbie Griggs was pregnant with her fourth child when she went missing from Walmer in 1999. Her three sons also believe her husband, who was jailed in October for killing her, is innocent. They say they've launched the page for the sole purpose of finding their mum and are appealing for information. Two men from Medway have been jailed for a total of more than 6 years after kidnapping a man and trying to make him rob a shop for them. The 33-year-old from Gillingham and 34-year-old from Rochester attacked the victim in his home in February last year before driving him to a supermarket, as one of them believed he owed him money. They were caught after the victim alerted store security. Another person's been given a suspended prison sentence after admitting assault. Now, the cost of parking permits for some Kent families could soon treble. Council bosses in Tunbridge and Morling are considering increasing the annual fees for households who own more than three vehicles from £40 to £135 from April. Those with three cars could have to pay £90. A public consultation will be held to find out what people think of the idea. Council leader Nicholas Hope says it's about saving the environment.
Yes, we are looking at climate change strategy, and I think that across the across all parties within the council, there is a recognition that we need to regulate and reduce car usage. There's a challenge in the town centres, which is actually where the parking permits scheme is seen. And the point I made at the meeting is, you know, if you're a householder with one or two cars, and your next door neighbour's got three or four cars, and actually parking spaces at a premium. We're trying to encourage less car ownership here, and let's see what comes out in the consultation on that.
Well, Green councillors Mark Hood and April Clark say while tackling climate change is important, the council should be considering a different approach.
It's well-intentioned. We all want to reduce car use, but unless there's an alternative to the car, unless you've got a sustainable transport system, then this could impact on low-income families who are, through no fault of their own, down to affordability of housing. There could be four or more adults living in a house. Why should they be penalised? If it was a personal limit, rather than judged on the household, then I think it would be a much fairer system to stop people having two cars each, three cars each.
Yeah, I think that while we have concerns, obviously, about making sure that we're able to meet our commitments around climate change, this is a climate emergency that we're facing, we have to do something quickly, we also need to really balance those concerns and those measures with protecting people on low incomes. And this is a scheme that's clearly going to disproportionately impact people on lower incomes. So we think that a blunt measure like this is a good start, but we actually need to go back to the drawing board and make sure that we are protecting people that need it.
No changes are due to be made until after the council hears from residents.
Kent Online News.
A retired family doctor from Whitstable's been struck off after unlawfully prescribing sleeping pills to a friend. Dr. Michael Wayne, who used to work at the Estuary View Medical Centre, used an old prescription pad he'd kept so the woman could get tablets to treat insomnia and stomach acid. The 71-year-old had previously been suspended for 6 months but was given the harsher punishment after a tribunal panel found he showed total disregard. The government's under pressure to remove the Contraflow system on the M20 as soon as possible. Restrictions were put in place on the London-bound carriageway between Ashford and Maidstone as part of Operation Brock to help deal with any cross-channel delays after Brexit. But some of the county's MPs have now met with the Transport Minister to argue it's no longer necessary. Three police officers have been attacked in Canterbury, with one of them being left with facial injuries. Two men have been charged after it happened in the city centre on Saturday. A 25-year-old admitted assaulting an officer and will be sentenced at a later date, while a 24-year-old pleaded not guilty and has been bailed to appear in court again next month.
Kent Online reports.
Plans for a £25 million redevelopment of the Debenhams store that's closing in Canterbury have been approved. The new owners of the site have been given permission to turn it into 12 retail units with 74 flats above. It'll be rebranded as the Guildhall Quarter. You can see pictures of what it could look like once finished at kentonline.co.uk. Now, the company behind plans to build Kent's multi-billion pound theme park say plans are still on track, despite recording losses of almost £55 million since 2011. Latest accounts also show the financial backers of the London resort on the Swanscombe Peninsula made no revenue in 2018, but bosses say it's not unusual for a project of this size. A planning application's due to be submitted later this year, with the site due to open in 2024. Firefighters have rescued pet spiders from a house in Canterbury after a washing machine caught alight. The blaze broke out on Pine Tree Avenue yesterday evening and filled the property with smoke. Crews managed to tackle the flames and no one was hurt. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see some of the dozens of red hearts that have appeared on walls, pavements and buildings across Rochester. The mysterious symbols have cropped up around the town over the last few weeks, but it's not clear why.
Online Sport.
Gillingham fans have been praising Steve Evans as he's named as being in the running for the League One Manager of the Month award for December. The side are currently 13th in the table and just 3 points off the playoffs after remaining unbeaten last month. In fact, they haven't lost in the league since early November. Josh Keeble-Wells and James Hawkins from the Jills fancast have been chatting to Nicola on KMTV's Team Talk.
We did start off quite poorly and a lot of our fans were very quick to write off Steve Evans, but he's really picked up after his controversial appointment, and we've been good this year. We do need a goal scorer, but with what the squad we have done very, very well, and we're lucky to be 3 points off the playoffs, and hopefully with some good additions in January we can be in the mix.
As Josh mentioned, James, some fans weren't too sure about Steve Evans when he was appointed, but he's been getting the results recently, hasn't he? I mean, the side haven't suffered a defeat since early November. I mean, for a Jills fan, that's pretty good going, isn't it?
I mean, I was one of very few that probably did want Steve Evans. I've always liked him. I think that we're actually probably lucky as a football club to have a manager of his credibility to be at a football club like he's got a number of promotions. He's very successful where he's been. He's done very, very well with the budget he's been given. The squad that we've probably got on paper is average, but we're making ourselves hard to beat. And like you've just said, the home record is exceptional. And from last year, we only had four or five wins at home all season. I think we've beaten that already. So that just goes to show what sort of job Steve Evans has done, and he's put us right in the mix to potentially go and get in the playoffs come May.
Back in the day, we always used to talk about Fortress Priestfield. That's what everyone wanted it to be, and for quite a few seasons it was. I know when I was going regularly, you know, Priestfield was a difficult place to play. Do you think it's getting like that again?
It is slowly coming back. As James said, like, defensively this year we've been fantastic with the addition of our academy graduate Jack Tucker, who's been superb all season long. Conor Ogilvie's really stepped up this season. Max Aymer is looking more like a leader this season, and Barry Fuller is just like a fine wine, gets better and better with age. We've just been very hard to break down. Alright, maybe there has been the lack of goals from the forward line, but we're difficult to beat no matter where we play, home or away, so it's just good knowing that you look forward to going to Priestfield.
A lot of people will say get to Christmas and that's kind of a very good indication as to where you may finish in the league, but obviously you don't want mid-table obscurity, do you really? Do you think Jills can push on from here?
Definitely. I mean, if we can get that striker that we so badly want in January, there is absolutely no reason why this side can't get into the playoffs. And what has been the beauty of us this season is that we are keeping ourselves in games. We're not necessarily scoring early on and seeing games out. We're scoring late goals against Sunderland, being a 90th minute winner. We scored against Rochdale, again an 85 minute winner, and we're making sure that we're not conceding, but we're creating enough pressure to score late goals. And I think if we're making ourselves hard to beat and we can get a striker to score more goals, there's no reason why this side can't get in the playoffs come May.
Must be nice to see, because perhaps in previous years, Jules maybe have tired perhaps a bit before the end of the game. Do you think maybe fitness levels have perhaps improved a little bit under Steve Evans?
100%. Yeah. We look such a fit side. I mean, Sunderland are a huge, huge football club at this level. And I went to the game
back in December, and there was only going to be one team that was going to win that game in the last 10 minutes, and it's going to be us. And we look fitter and stronger against an ex-Premier League side, and that probably says all you need to know.
Defender Connor Ogilvie's also up for the Player of the Month award. We'll find out the winners on Friday. And Gillingham have continued their recent success by beating Bromley in the Kent Senior Cup. They won 2-0 away from home last night to make it into the third round of the county competition. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.